Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How long do you think eternity is?
Forever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we are going to be married for eternity.
Well, no, because we're not going to live forever.
Yeah, we will. After we're dead, we will. We're going to be buried next to each other holding hands.
I'm not getting buried.
Well, I'm not getting burnt.
Well, then we're going to be separated.
No, we have...
You want to be buried in the ground with mud around you and worms eating at your corpse.
Holding your hand, yes.
No.
Or we can be frozen together.
No, but I've told you I want to be made into a diamond and my child can wear it.
Our child?
Our child could wear it.
Yeah.
You could be a green diamond because you have green eyes and I could be... Not a brown one, because that would be ugly.
We're not being made into diamonds. Let's actually... This is a big discussion.
Yeah.
Before we kick off the podcast, we got to work this out. We're going to be together for all eternity.
Yeah.
Okay? Are you happy about that?
Yeah.
That doesn't...
What do you mean? We're not going to be together... We're going to be together for, like, what, 50 years coming?
No. All eternity.
I reckon I'll probably make it to 100.
How old do you think I'll make it to?
Not quite 100.
What, like, what age?
79.
What? That's really young.
Okay, 87. Be tiny by then. Because you know you're shorter.
What will I die of? What? My nose. Your hands are going to be massive.
Your hands don't grow. What?
Yes, they do.
No, you don't. Your ears and your nose. You
and your hands.
Two people.
And your hands.
Your hands do not grow.
I hope your hands are massive by the time you die.
I've got really normal size, if anything, small hands. Really hot stay.
Your schnoz is going to be enormous by the end if you go to 100.
I'll just get an eye shot.
Is that what you do? So are we going to be buried together or burnt together?
Burnt together, cremated. And we are not going to go spread the ashes in Mull.
Yes, we are. We're my grandparents.
No, no. I don't quite like the ashes idea because... Like a dog could just walk over and pee on you.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's quite nice.
I'd almost prefer.
You would prefer?
I'd prefer to be kept in a urn.
You want to be kept in a urn? I'll be kept in an urn. And then what? Then what happens? You're put in the urn, and then what happens?
And then you're not put at the bottom of someone's wardrobe. I want to be kept on like the mantelpiece. Oh, truthfully, I just want to be a diamond. What's
okay,
so wrong with
and
that?
Then what
and sticking
with
my guns.
What will be written on your gravestone?
Loved forever by Jamie Lang.
What would be written on mine?
A doting wife to Jamie Lang. And a doting wife and a wonderful mother.
We are 20 episodes in or whatever it is, and you still get nervous when you say my surname.
I know, because it's pronounced wrongly by the whole world. So, of course, I get a little apprehensive before I pronounce it.
Okay, but we're going to be together forever, right? All eternity.
Why do you keep saying
this? Well, I just want you to know that.
Are you planning on breaking up with me?
No. You know, someone described all eternity once.
As what? As,
okay, if you go and get every single grain of sand from every single beach in the entire world and replace them to each different one, eternity wouldn't even begun.
It's a really long time, I'm aware.
Okay, good. All right, well, I love you.
I love you too.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habee.
And we met 4 years ago and now we are...
Getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Oh, nearly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nillyweds.
Welcome back, everybody. We're a third of the way through.
That means that we only have 2/3 left to go.
My God. After your yearn bit, are you trying to, like, bring it back?
Do you mean that we're a third of the way through, as in, like, we're getting married and in that?
You know, I'm putting it out there. When we get married, this podcast may have to stop.
Could we not carry on in some form?
Well, I don't know. Listen, we have to understand what the audience want.
Newlyweds.
Oh, we could do that. But it could just finish like that.
I hope you guys don't want it to finish just like that.
Can I also just say, by the way, I got a bone to pick with you.
What?
You need to stop going up to strangers' dogs, holding them and letting them lick your face.
You didn't let it lick my face.
Yeah, you did. You did.
No, it didn't. You did. Once again, you come on the podcast and you make up a lie. You claw it into your little brain of yours. You think, oh, I'll keep that for the podcast. You come on the podcast and you pronounce
Sophie,
the lie.
No, I
didn't
have any...
lick my face. And so what if it did?
Sophie, there was this dog and there was a very lovely homeless man and he had a dog and you picked up the dog and it licked your face.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, guys, it
was a puppy. It wasn't a dog. So different.
Sophie,
he wasn't homeless. Jamie, he was not homeless.
He was a homeless.
No, he wasn't homeless. Sophie. He was just colourfully dressed. I can't believe you're calling him homeless.
Sophie.
Guys, he actually tagged me. They tagged me. They took a photo.
Okay, can I just explain this? Besides my, this dog looked like a street dog, and it was a pit bull. And you picked it up, and you let it lick your face.
It was a puppy. What's wrong with
that? And then I stroked it, and I had honestly this like tar all over my hand. And you would let it lick your lips.
Why did you have tar in your
hand? I had all this stuff on my hand.
Tar. I picked it up, but they went, "Oh, can you give it to Jamie and take a picture?" Jamie was like. Terrified. Actually hates animals.
No, I don't. I love animals. Just when they lick your face, it's just a...
Sorry, it was a puppy. It was literally 6 weeks old. Of course I'm going to let it lick my face.
No, I just don't. I think you kind of have to not allow that to happen.
Well, obviously I didn't like let it lick inside my mouth. It just licked my face. What was I going to do? Smack its face? No.
Well, just for someone who's so clean and things like that, you just shouldn't...
It was a puppy.
Yeah, but someone who's so clean and things like that...
What do you think? Just because it lives on the street, it's going to be like dirty or something?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
No, all dogs... I'm sure a dog who lives in the nicest house ever is going to be just as dirty as one that lives on a street.
By the way, Sophie is obsessed with getting a dog. And her mum is now... Your mum is now picking up a dog, isn't she?
Yeah, mum's getting a little dachshund in. Few months time, honestly.
Are you excited about it?
I'm daydreaming about it.
Really?
That's all I think about. I honestly can't.
What are you more excited for? That your mum is getting this dog or we got our wedding coming
that,
up?
That. My mum.
No, you can't say.
I am.
You can't
to
say
hold
that.
That little dog, the smell of the little puppy.
You're more excited?
Yeah.
To have...
If you gave the option of getting married or having 5 puppies cuddled around me for 2 weeks, I would choose the dog. No, but honestly, that's just my dream.
You can't say that.
No, I know. Maybe I'll mix them together.
You've got to be more excited about the wedding because at the moment...
I am so excited. We just haven't got to save the date yet. So it's kind of like we know the date though.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told everyone the date.
I've made a big mistake, everyone, which I have to now confess up on the podcast. I forgot to pay the deposit on the venue and the pre-party.
Wait, but what wedding planner thinks you have?
Yeah, I forgot to pay it.
So you lied?
I didn't lie. I didn't lie.
Oh my God. No, this is just so stupid.
Sophie, I forgot to pay the deposit on both
of... No, well, that means we don't have a date then, or the thing.
No, we do have a date. I just forgot to pay the deposit.
So when I'm chasing, being like, today to our wedding planner, why haven't we sent out save the dates? And she's like, well, I'm not sure we've got a deposit. And I'm like, well, we paid it months ago. She's right and you're wrong.
You leave it all to me. That's so unfair.
I didn't. Yes, you said leave it to me. You literally said leave it to me.
Yeah, but okay, I made a mistake. I didn't pay the deposit to either of the venues because I just thought it had been paid.
Who was going to pay it?
Oh, I don't know. I thought someone was. But we're in this together. We have to help each other out in these situations.
I transferred you money.
So no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Check your bank account. I transferred you money for the venue.
When did you do that? When did you do that?
You are better with logging things and I would have just not logged it.
Better with logging what?
Like, you're just better with doing jobs like that. I would have paid the wrong person. What? I got the money and I paid you.
You haven't paid me anything.
I have.
You haven't.
That is a lie.
Sophie, what have you paid me?
I've paid you for the venues.
You haven't.
Well, my parents have paid me. So
well, where's the money gone?
Maybe my bank account. I've paid you.
You haven't sent me any money.
Yes, I have. We've gone through it.
Are you serious? So that money's now gone? Where's it gone? What account did you send it to?
Well, I've sent you at least half. I forgot maybe the other half because my bank like puts a budget on how much I can transfer at a time.
Oh my God. Listen, before we even get into this argument, I tell you what we should probably do.
What?
Just to calm the mood, to settle it down.
I feel stressed already now.
You're making me feel stressed as well.
Oh God.
To calm the mood, to settle it down, why don't we go and listen to listeners' messages?
We're listening to them.
Well, we've got a couple of voice notes. Should we do that?
Can't wait.
Guys, we have been sent loads of messages once again. A huge thank you to every single person. Remember, if you want to slide into our DMs, it's at nillywedspodcast, or our email address is contact@nillywedspodcast.com. We have a message from one of our lovely listeners who wanted to remain anonymous, but she sent us a voice note, so here it is.
It's a bit of a bummer voice note, but I wanted to get your opinion on my situation. Been with my partner for nearly 4 years. Absolutely love him, obsessed with him. He's great, like we're so happy and very committed. I really want to get married. He thinks that getting married is kind of naff. He's like never really seen it as something that he wants to do. He thinks it's a bit of a waste of money. I, on the other hand, would like love to be his wife and would love to have a little, you know, small ceremony with close family and friends. He is fully aware that I want to get married. Like, we've had discussions about it. I've said to him that it's really important to me, but I've pushed it enough. I'm at the point now where I just need to, like, wait for him to do his thing, but I just worry that it's never going to happen. So what do you think I should do?
What a dilemma. What would you do, Soph?
I mean, relationships about compromise. What would I do?
Oh, are they? Are they, Sophia Boo?
Jamie.
Are they?
Jamie.
Are they about compromise?
Jamie.
You don't compromise.
Who wanted the 1,000 people wedding? You.
No, I didn't. I wanted a
small... Who's getting a big white wedding? You.
Who wanted the dodgems? Not you. I did. I didn't get them. Who wanted the golf balls? Me. Who wanted to do the Greatest Showman? Me. Can't have it. Who wanted to have Jurassic Park? Me. Can I have it?
No. You're giving me a headache. Right. Oh, God, you and her are obviously aligned.
Yeah, maybe I'll message her back.
What are you going to say?
Maybe we should get married, me and her. I like Australia.
Go move to Australia, then.
I might do it. I might move to Australia. Perfect. Oh, good eye. How are you doing? Oh, I'm Jamie from...
Do you know what she looks like?
I saw a picture of her.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. A little bit older than me, but that's all right. I don't mind that.
Really? I wouldn't say
it would probably make a change. Okay, what would you do? What would you do?
What would I do if I was her?
Yes.
I'd stand your ground. Just, you've got to make sure that even if he thinks it's naff, you've got to, it's something you want. And if you really want it, then you've got to just tell him you really want it. Give him an ultimatum. Like, it's me or the...
It's me or what?
It's me or you're not me.
Let's do a role play for them. We're going to have this conversation together. So I'm the husband, obviously.
Okay.
You're the wife.
But you'll probably be better at being her because, like, you want the wedding.
What? No, you... No.
And you want the attention.
No, you have to do it. So here we go. So come and have the conversation with me.
Hi. I was trying to do her accent.
Do her accent again.
I really want to be your wife.
Oh my god. What is that?
Okay, delete. No, do I don't want to do it.
Try
I
to,
don't
try
want to do it. I like. Good eye, mate. All
right. Do an Australian accent.
I really just
want
to be your wife. You do it then, you big Aussie. Mr. Australia.
Oh, how's it, Safe? You having a good day? Do you want to go down to the beach and go surfing?
What's he doing to the beach? Okay, if I were her, what I'd do?
Yeah.
Get some really nice lingerie and say, you're never going to... No, I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry, you were about to say, go and get some really good lingerie. Where I go, you ain't going to get any of this candy.
Yeah, okay, but obviously not. Okay, I would just give him an ultimatum, be really honest and be like, I really want to get married. You're just going to have to suck it up. And like compromise, have a small wedding.
Great advice. We got a message from Malika who says, hi guys, I love listening to your podcast. It brings me nothing but joy for many reasons. One main reason being from the UK, but I moved to Australia 6 years ago. Now it's not often I get to A, enjoy the humour of an English person and all the sarcasm, and B, love listening to your trials and tribulations of your wedding planning. However, this evening, my delightful Australian plumber boyfriend decided to say the following, and I had to send you the voice note simply for your joy as it's a dead set pisser. It's a little bit rude, so if you want to skip a couple of seconds or a minute maybe, if you've got some young listeners listening right now, probably a good time to do it. Here it is.
Hey babe, I'm about to show you this video of a, like, you know how I say bumpkins, like Norfolk bumpkins?
Bumpkin?
No, a bumpkin.
Do you mean blumpkin?
No, a bumpkin, not a blumpkin.
Do you know what a blumpkin is?
The blumpkin.
No, a bumpkin.
Have you ever heard the term blumpkin?
No. What's a blumpkin?
Mate, a blumpkin is when your respective partner is sucking you off while you're taking a shit. You fucking Blumpkin.
Oh my God.
Why, they sent us a video of it.
No, they have not sent a video.
Oh my God, someone sucks your dick while you're taking a poo. That is absolutely atrocious. Why are they sending us that?
I don't
Everyone
know.
Thinks that we're that kind of couple now.
No, they don't. Everyone keeps sending me these videos. I've got 100 of them of this monkey smelling its
butt.
Oh,
I know.
And keeps sending it to me, being like, this is you, Jamie.
Same. Everyone's been saying it to me. Guys, it's true. That's what I deal with. That is full on. What is he asking here for a Blumpkin?
Just quickly.
No.
What? What?
Because surely you'd be sick if any girl tried to ever do that to you.
I wasn't going to ask you that.
What were you going to ask?
Well, now I'm not going to tell you, but I wasn't going to ask you that.
Oh, next one. I've got a listener message. We've got a bit of an engagement story gone wrong from Georgia.
Love that.
Hey, Sophie and Jamie. My husband, boyfriend at the time, took me out a couple of days before Valentine's Day to a tapas restaurant and was acting a bit weird. He then said, let's go for a little drive. So we did, and he pulled up at this car park with a lovely view over Gloucestershire and was acting a bit weird, and then lots of cars started pulling in and people were walking past our car and looking in. I was so confused, and he looked really panicky and drove us home. He proposed to me that night in the living room and said he was supposed to propose to me in front of the nice view, but then realised it was a dogging site. Oh, that's awful.
Oh, have you ever been to a dogging site?
Sorry, no, have you? Clearly, you have.
I have. Have you never been to one?
Well, obviously not. Who goes to a dogging site?
Lots of people do, where you flash your light, flash, flash.
So you've been to a dogging site?
I've been to one, yeah. Flash, flash.
So you flash, flashed at someone and a random person's come into your car?
Yeah.
Boy and girl, doesn't matter.
Obviously, I've never been to a dogging site.
You obviously have.
I've never been to a dogging site.
Who does that?
I don't know. I think some people get off on it. I really
get
think
off
they...
on it.
Well, I think
what
they do.
Are you?
I think some people like that. Okay, we have another message from Lucy. It says, "Hey, playing catch up with your podcast, but just got to the part about Jamie's lips swelling up. Alcohol is a high histamine, and histamine is the chemical in the body which causes people to have allergic reactions. So large amounts of alcohol, and therefore histamine, might result in allergic reactions in people who don't tolerate histamine. Jamie might not benefit from this. Also, if he's ever had lip filler..." Do people actually think that I've had lip filler and things like that?
You have had a bit of filler here and there.
Sophie, I have
just
not...
Just admit it!
Sophie...
Plump.
No, so I've never had any lip filler or filler.
No, you've never had filler.
I've never had filler.
No.
Sophie, I've
In
never...
In the butt, yeah.
No. Oh my God, I've never had any filler.
He's not had any filler, just shitloads of Botox.
No, I haven't. Just let...
You have had Botox.
Sophie, just let everyone know, I'm going to put it out there, I never sniff my butt, and I haven't had any filler.
No, you're just lying. No, no. You sniff your butt and you've had Botox. You haven't had any.
I saw you smelling your fart the other day.
Oh, how's that possible? And no, I didn't. Sorry, you are repulsive.
You honestly...
I can video you doing all the naughty, disgusting things that you do
I saw you fart and then waft it into your nose.
That is so vile, guys. I would never fart and I would never... Anyone who does things like that makes me feel really ill.
Well, then don't fart and waft it into your nose. You did.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, because people actually... I got and a message the other day from a girl when I was going out. She went, "I hope you brush your teeth," with monkey face laughing. I was like... I don't fucking have a bad breath.
I don't have a bad breath. You said to the other, you farted.
No, I didn't. You made the joke.
And then, you said, "Can you smell that?" That's what you said to
me. No, I didn't. You're such a weird liar. Oh, God. You put these awful, dreadful thoughts into people's head, and then this is what they think of me. Not true, guys.
Thank you so much for
listener messages.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, can I ask a question as well?
Sure.
Do you think as our relationship goes on, we get less kinky with each other?
No, I don't like talking about this sort of thing.
Well, I just thought back in the day we were a little bit more kinky.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were.
Stop fooling
Yes,
everyone.
We were.
No, we were.
Yes, we were.
How were we?
Okay, I remember the
time. I don't want to know.
I remember the time.
No.
When we went on a walk in the countryside.
You've already told everyone this story.
No, we haven't. We've never told this story.
It was lockdown for starters, so all we did was walk in the countryside. Yeah. And there was no one around. And we had very little to do with ourselves. So let's...
So Sophie and I walked into the woods and got really naughty. And Sophie was so conscious someone's going to find her that she put a jacket over her head.
Why is that funny? I just don't get you. What, you think I'm going to do it with my face out? No.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but people, I kept thinking people were like spying on us at this point. Do you remember in lockdown, guys, when like everyone was taking photos of you, like, oh, they've gone on a walk for more than 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was one of those days. And I was like, oh, we've stepped maybe a bit too far from our Cotswold cabin.
You thought someone was going to...
I thought someone was going to be in the bush.
Yeah. Oh, I just think that, you know, when you first start going out, you're a bit more kinky. That's what happens.
Cool.
Okay. Well, listen, it does lead me on to what we should do, because we are, I know we spoke about eternity. We're going to be together forever.
What are you about to say?
Well, I'm just saying that we should start thinking about what's on our bucket list to do together.
Oh, okay.
I really think it's an important thing to do. That we need to discuss this. So, you know, okay, we should take in turns. What's on your bucket list? What do you
want
to do?
I want to go into the wild and wash...
Okay, sorry, yeah.
What?
No, you want to go into the wild and what?
And wash elephants.
What? Like a car wash?
No, what, like kiss them and wash them. What is funny about that?
You want to go up to a wild elephant and wash it?
Get the mud off it. And like stroke it, you know, and they're like their trunks even.
Okay, and then another bucket list you want to do?
I want to own a yacht. And
it's not a bucket list.
Oh, I've got a good one.
Yeah.
I want to fly to New York and mm-hmm. or Japan. I basically want to go to the best sushi restaurant in the whole world. I can't remember whether it's Japan or New York.
I love this is your bucket list. What about jumping out of a plane?
No, I hate heights.
Okay, what about walking across America with me?
The whole of fucking America, are you joking?
Yeah, that's such a fun thing to do.
Our feet will fall off. No.
I would just love...
It takes a hell of a long time.
I would just love to do that, to walk across America.
I wouldn't mind going and like building like a school for children in Africa.
Lovely idea.
I'd quite like to like have tea with the Queen. What's on yours?
That's actually quite a sweet thing to do. I quite like that
I'd love to do that.
No, I just think that what we should start doing is start thinking about these things together, because...
Why? It's not like we're dying tomorrow. What's going on? We're getting married. It's not the end of our lives.
But I've been thinking about this recently, and I really feel like we should start thinking about...
Well, go on. What's on yours?
Well, I told you. I would like to I would like to go and like walk around Yosemite.
Utah. I know.
I know. I
well,
want to
cool. We'll do that.
Okay, done.
Done.
Let's do it. That's what I want.
That's your one bucket list.
Yeah, I want to go to Wyoming and I want to go to the old geezer. Old Yeller.
What's in that old geezer?
It's like a big geezer and it's in Yellowstone Park. And then the
isn't
water...
a geezer a man?
Yeah, but it's also a geezer. It's also a thing that fires water out of it.
Like a fountain.
It's not a fountain, no.
A water feature.
It's not a water feature.
We can go to that.
No, it's not a water feature. It's not a fountain. It's a big thing. It's a big hole in the ground. It's called a geyser, and it sprays out water. It's geyser and it sprays out water in the air.
Like springs, hot springs.
Yeah,
in
something
Peru.
Like that. Okay.
Could climb Kilimanjaro together.
Yeah, something like that. That's a great idea. Listen, what we needed to discuss is save the date. We're now in a situation where we've got to go and put save the date out there. We've got to send that out to all of our friends because it's happening in May next year. I know,
and all of our friends have already sent their save the dates out, which are for weddings out after ours, and that is giving a fear in my
body. I got a message from one of our friends saying a screenshot from one of his friends saying, when is Jamie and Sophie doing their wedding, because we're trying to save a date in the May as well.
Stop who?
From our friend Alexis. So, yeah, so exactly. So we got to get it out there.
Well, sorry, it's not me. You didn't forgot to pay the venues for months.
Yeah, but still, that's all right. But
having a mild heart attack.
No, but what we need to do now then is we need to actually discover what we're going to do. So let's discuss in here. What are we going to do for save the date? Are we going to send an email? Are we going to do it by a letter?
No, I think we're going to do a paperless. I think we're going to decorate it and have a lovely paperless post where it looks like it's a letter and you open it and it's just this pretty little thing. Decorated.
Why don't we do something a bit more interesting?
Like what?
Like, I don't know, send like a carrier pigeon or something like that. Something different.
Send a pigeon to each person's house to shit all over the house and bring flea and all sorts of diseases in. No fucking way.
No, that would
pigeon.
Be.
Pigeon? Yeah. You mean an owl at least?
You can't send an owl.
What do I'm you... not sending a pigeon. So
you think Harry Potter's real? You think that people
Sorry,
have...
did you or did you not just say let's send a pigeon?
Sophie, there are such things as carrier pigeons.
What's a carrier pigeon?
They carry notes, yes.
Why can't there be a carrier owl?
Harry Potter's not real.
Why is there a pigeon that's trained to carry letters and an owl can't be? I'm sure they're more clever.
My nanny, Julie Oxley, who I had when he was younger, her dad used to have carrier pigeons. You put notes in its little tag on its foot.
No bloody ways. Yes. Half the people don't like pigeons. They're like a flying rat. So I'm not going to send my invitation on one of those. Thank you very much. In its leg.
Yes.
Firstly, it's animal cruelty. No.
It's not animal cruelty.
It doesn't want to carry. It's probably bigger than it.
How big is this letter?
Well, don't know. It could be quite heavy.
No, just think about this. How cool would this be? Doing our save the date. Oh, boring. On computer, boring. On the website, boring. Oh, this way, boring. How cool. We say, get ready, be at your house at this time. And
why
then
don't we send it with a poppy like they did in
No, you can't, no, because we have to carry the poppy. We write the note, put it in the pigeon's heel thing.
And how do you remote control it to get to the White House?
You don't moat.
Does it have a little earpiece? Like, what the hell?
You don't moat control it. It just flies to the house.
How does it know where to go?
Because you whisper in it. You whisper in his ear.
Oh, fuck off. You're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
You're lying.
I'm not. I don't actually know how carrier pigeons work, but they do. They carry notes.
I think it's a false thing.
It's not a false thing.
A carrier pigeon is not real.
It is real.
I've never seen a pigeon running around with a letter in its ankle. This is ridiculous.
There are such things as carrier pigeons, and how cool would that be? I'm just putting it out there. I've had everything vetoed in this wedding. Said it before, I'm going to repeat it again. Dodgems, vetoed. Canned cocktails, vetoed. They're still happening.
No, they're definitely
They are
not.
Happening. Golf balls, vetoed. My dance to the Greatest Showman, vetoed.
Well, give me something that is at least feasible. I'm not having a pigeon going into people's houses, scaring their babies, shitting all over themselves and their house and giving them this letter. No.
Is it so cool?
It is gross. I don't like pigeons.
They're clean.
They're dirty. They're filthy things.
Then we're not getting a London pigeon from the ground. And then
they're all going to go straight into the glass as well and just kill themselves. Oh, this dread.
I'm going to tell you, they are trained by owners, transporting them gradually longer distance from their loft and letting them go to find home. When tracked, these birds are using familiar landmarks, rivers, motorways and hills to locate home. There you go.
So they know where their home is, not where other people's homes are.
We'll find a way to do it.
Guys, DM us if you think it'd be a nice surprise if you got a pigeon knocking on your window with a letter. I would literally scream if one flew into my house.
Yeah, I actually want this. To all of you listening right
Come
now...
Get a better idea.
Okay, fine. I will. I want a magician.
Fine.
Okay.
A magician.
Okay, I want to get a magician and do it that way.
To do what?
I don't know. Do something fun. Or we can turn up to everyone's house and do a little dance together and then hand it over. Something unique.
No, we're not going to everyone's house, but a magician, if you want to do that, you can have that one thing. You can organise to save the day.
Okay, fine. I'm going to organise.
You yourself can go in the Greatest Showman if you want on a dodgem and hand out our save the day.
How on earth would I go in a dodgem to the third
You
person?
Drive.
Sorry, you think I can get an electric dodgem and drive
or
to the person's house?
You could put it on a little golf ball and you can knock it into each person's house, whatever you want, but I'm not having pigeons because that's just gross.
To all of our lovely listeners who are listening right now, please let us know if you think it's a terrible idea to do our Save the Date by using pigeons. Send all it right. to at Nearlyweds Podcast. Boringly, there's a little bit of admin because we have chosen to have 160 guests. And I think we're probably going to send out 200 invitations. Is that right?
I don't think that's how it works because how do we know 40 people will say no? What's happened is we've done a list and we've got over 200 and what's happening is that we only want about 160. I think we send out 180 hoping 20 people say no.
The rumor is that 20% don't come. So 20% you can knock off. That's the idea. So I think we have to go 20% above. So we have to pick about 200 people and then hopefully 160 come.
So sorry, I don't know why.
This is what, listeners, so guys, sorry. This is what happens. Whenever we try and talk about admin, Sophie yawns. This is...
That just came out of my body. Like, there was no controlling
you
that.
You think it just arrives. It's like with the bills at home.
Oh, get over yourself, you chauvinistic pig. What do you mean, the bills?
No, when the bill arrives, that little brown envelope, you put it in the corner, you think it's going to disappear.
That's not my bill. That's my bill.
It's your bill.
Well, I've been on top of them recently.
Sophie was in charge of the electrical bills and she never paid it. So I got summoned to court.
They're all addressed to you. And I grew up being told that opening people's posts was rude. So.
Touché, fiance. Touché. Admin. 160 to 200 people. We're going to
get their addresses, email addresses.
We've got to get their addresses. We've got to pick who's going to come. What we have to do tonight, I'm going to make my list.
Yeah.
You're going to make your list.
Got it already on my laptop.
Okay. We got the A team and B team and C team.
That is savage, Bill Roy.
Who's going to see it? How, you know,
I might feel guilty if I see the C team one day and I'm like, hey.
Okay.
That they're in the C team.
Well, then we need someone's advice. Can you please let us know, write to us at Nillywed's Podcast, how you think you would do a guest list? Because for us, it's really hard. And then we got to discuss and work out how we're going to do the save the date. Because by next episode,
we're going to have the
save
the date.
We're going to have the save the date done.
And the guest list.
And the guest list done. Deal?
Deal. Deal.
Should we play reverse, Mr. and Mrs.?
Yeah.
Okay, your time to pick. What are we doing today?
Okay, I think we should do what skill that we don't have would be.
What skill do we not have but we would want? Oh, I like that one. Okay, by the way, we introduced the point system last time. We're 1-1 at the moment because we did an equal
Can't
one.
Wait to get my car.
Okay, this time what we're doing is adding a little bit extra and we're going to write it down on our phone, the answer, so you can't cheat.
Deal.
Okay, fine. Right. Do you want to go first or shall I go first? I know exactly what skill I
know
want.
Exactly
what skill you'd want?
What skill you would want?
What skill do I want that I don't have? Go.
Dancing. Sorry. You would have won Strictly.
Sorry? You think out of anything in the world, the skill that I would want...
You could be like Giovanni.
...is dancing?
Yes, it's dancing.
What would I do with that?
Be a dancer and just be able to move and like have attention.
I can move.
Do win Strictly.
Have you not seen me dance?
Yes, I have.
Sophie, no, this is unfair. Have you actually seen me dance in a club? I don't know why you're laughing. Have you not seen me dance
in a
club?
I've seen you, yeah. Well, how I do can you move. Dance?
Oh my God, I can move. I've got rhythm.
But did I get it right or no?
No, you got it wrong.
Well, what's the answer then?
Well, I would like to cook better.
Well, you don't even know if you could. You've never given it a go.
That's the whole point of the game. It's a skill that I don't have that I want.
No, it's a skill that you could be skilled at cooking, but you don't know if you've got
the
skill.
You made this one up and you confused it. You said, what skill don't we have?
But you don't know if you're good at cooking or not. You could be skilled at cooking, but you've never given it a go.
I don't have it. I can't cook. I know. I haven't given dancing it.
So you have given dancing a go. You did 6 bloody weeks of it.
And I was exceptional.
And you were outrageous.
I was exceptional.
Okay, fine.
Are you telling me that I wasn't good at
that
dancing?
That was it. Nil to me.
Now, hang on. Are you saying to me that I wasn't good at Strictly?
You were good at the rap. You are good at the rap song. And yeah, the rap. The breakdancing one.
Fine. Do you know what yours would be?
What?
Your skill would be 100%. Your skill would be singing.
Oh, God damn it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It actually is?
Yeah. How did you know?
Well, there you go. I win the bloody point.
No, we're doing it out of 5, so we've got 3 more rounds to go.
Okay, fine. Try and sing a little song like
no,
you did last night.
Go on, just give it. Yeah, no. Yeah.
All right. So that means I'm now 2-1 up.
You're 2-1, but next week I'm going to get you.
All right, that's the end of...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Now it's time for our segment that we like to call Wedding Favours, where we sing a shout about all the unsung heroes, the brands, the businesses, the tips and tricks that are amazing at weddings. So if you do have a wedding favour or a wedding business or a wedding tip or whatever it is, please send it to us, contact at nillywedspodcast.com or slide into our DMs at nillywedspodcast. Our wedding favour today is...
This is from Fleur Delacouture. Hi, Jamie and Sophie. With your Spanish wedding coming together now, we guess you're probably going to start thinking about your wedding flowers soon. You may not realise this, but fresh flowers are really difficult to use in hot countries, as they will and look very sad in the heat. So we thought we'd tell you a little bit about what we do. We specialise in making beautiful silk flower designs for weddings using incredible, realistic, full faux stems. Not only do they stay looking absolutely stunning and they don't wilt in the heat, but our designs are repurposed after each wedding, meaning faux flowers are more sustainable alternative to fresh flowers. Plus, the bride and the bridesmaid keep their bouquets forever, which is an added bonus. It's a different approach to wedding flowers, and we thought we'd share this unique option with you and the listeners. Our company is called Fleur de la Couture, and we are two London-based sisters. You can check us out on Instagram at Fleur de la Couture. Lots of love, Jenny and Ellie Schulz.
So they're silk flowers.
Yeah.
And then they take them back afterwards.
And you can earn someone else, so it's sustainable. There's a lot of sustainability going on, and I love it. I'm here for it.
Jenny and Ellie, we love that idea. We're going to check it out. We're also going to leave the link below in our description so anyone else can go and check it out. If you do have any tips or hints, please send it to us. We love to hear from them.
I really like that idea. I love the sustainability.
Hey, Sophie, we come to the end of our episode today.
That's sad.
Well, do you want to continue it if you want to?
Nope.
Okay, well, that's it.
No, I'll see you guys next
time. Can you make one more promise to me before we go?
Yeah.
Swear?
Promise.
Swear in your life.
Well, what is it?
Just quickly, make this promise.
What?
You won't smell your farts again.
It's just not funny and no one's laughing. And guys, for the record, I do not fart or smell my fart. That is disgusting and anyone who does it needs help.
Hi everyone, have a great week. If you're getting engaged, have a wonderful time. If you're getting married, good luck. We love you all for listening. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Monday for another episode of Nearlyweds.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.